Welcome back to another episode of Pain Collects. A little bit of a laugh, but what better topic to come back to than previewing the biggest card show of the year? That's right. It's the 45th National Sports Collectors Convention in Chicago. It's a five-day event. Hopefully, you've already got your tickets and your stay and everything like that. But like I said, this episode is going to be previewing the National. I'm going to tell you the five things you need to know to help get you ready for the National. And of course, there's more than five things to get ready for. But I broke it down into five main things, and we'll get into like the little side stuff, topics of what you need to do. But I've been going for a few years now, every single year for the last, I think it's been 5 years now. Great time every year. Me, my brother, a couple friends, we always go. We road trip it to Chicago, or last year was in Cleveland. I think we actually did miss out on the Atlantic City one. We didn't fly out there or drive. But other than that, every other year it's in Chicago, so that's a pretty easy drive for us Detroiters. And last year I mentioned it was in Cleveland, so that was an easy drive. So before I get into the five things you need to know to get ready for the National, I do have to say this. Now, I'm not a real stickler on this, and I'm not an elitist, but I know some people are, so I'm going to just put it out there. If you're new to this, it's called the National for short. Not Nationals or the Nationals. It's just the National. So right off the bat, make sure you know that. Other people will get on top of you for that, saying it's not the Nationals and all that stuff, just so you know. Like I said, it's in Chicago, and hopefully you already have your tickets, but if you don't, you can go online and get your tickets at the, I think that website's nsccshow.com. So go on there. They'll have all the information you need to know for like autograph signings, times you can go into the show, what hours the shows are. It's a 5-day show, like I mentioned, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wednesday's only I believe it's 3 to 8 or 4 to 8. And the other Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are full days. Make sure you already have your tickets. But if you don't have them, they do have some tickets available. All the VIP packages, I believe, are sold out. But they do have, I'm on the website right now, I'm scrolling. They do have general admission for each day and also a 5-day early entry pass for, I believe, it's $149.99. I'm going to be going Wednesday and Thursday. That's kind of how we do it every year. That way I can get back by the weekend, because by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the busiest days out there. I kind of like to get away before the madness starts. But unfortunately, Wednesday's only a half day, like I mentioned. Thursday, I'll be there all day. It's an animal day, so that could be crazy. So let's get to it. Five things you need to know to get ready for the National. All right, so this is especially if you're a first-time goer, and the people that have gone before, maybe you can get something out of this too as well. But these are things that I think that are important to know. So especially if you're it's your first time going. Number one, you're going to be overwhelmed. Try not to be overwhelmed. This is a huge show. It's bigger than any show you've ever been to. If you've been to local shows, even if they're in big, gyms or auditoriums or convention centers, this is bigger than that. And this year's is the biggest ever. They've opened up a whole new section. I believe you got to go to the escalators for more tables. More dealers and vendors are up there. I'm reading on the website now. It has 40 more booths, 75 more tables, 50,000 plus square feet, plus 100 plus more dealers. That's in addition to what they've already had. Okay? It's crazy. If you went to the Detroit Sports Spectacular in Novi, that was a pretty big show, right? This is much bigger than that. So you're going to be overwhelmed. I remember that my first time I walked in and I just thought, oh my God, how am I going to get through this? Because I'm a type of guy who likes to go through every table. Now, not necessarily look at every single thing at every table, but I like to at least walk by it. So I'll do the, I'll snake it, my route is like I snake it through one section and snake it back down the other and then go back and forth. And so that way I don't miss anything and something might catch your eye or whatever. And you can go over and take a look. Maybe you're only certain into a certain niche of sports or genres or years, then you can go buy some tables, But if you're into everything, I mean, this is going to have everything. I'm mostly into like late 90s, early 2000s basketball and football. I love that era. This is the era I grew up, and now the inserts in those eras and the Jordan cards that you guys know I collect have been going up like crazy, so that's kind of what I look for. Now, I'll take a peek at the ultra-modern stuff, but, if you're trying to get through the show, you're going to have to pick and choose, because unless you have a 5-day pass, you're just not going to make it through. All right, second thing I want to tell you guys is you have to have a plan. Depending on how many days you're going to be there, are you going there to, looking to buy, sell, or trade? Is it just for the experience? Make sure you have a plan going into the show, okay? Are you trying to track down one specific card? Are you looking for specific cards for your set? Are you looking for a grail card? Are you looking, you know, like I said, to buy, sell, or trade? Then you have to have a budget. All right, that includes cash on hand, also digital, PayPal, Venmo, etc. Know what you want to spend, have a budget, and then have maybe a little wiggle room just in case something comes up where you really want and you have to go over that budget a little bit. But don't outspend, all right, what you can afford, okay? Remember, this is for fun. But cash is always king. Everyone there prefers cash. Make sure you bring a decent amount of cash. I know there's ATMs, but have this already planned out. Also, with that being said, if you have a lot of cash on you, you're going to want to make sure to keep it safe. You know, if you're, I have bought this, like, I don't know, they're basically like fanny packs, like the over the shoulder fanny packs, and I keep it right in front on my chest. That way, everything's tight, you know, to your body, and you know where it is. You can just go right into it, grab your cash out, put it right back in with your wallet, your ID, credit card, all that stuff. I don't like to put it in the backpack. I know a lot of people are going to be carrying backpacks, but that's for, you know, cards or magazines that you might buy, or sealed wax, whatever it is. I think the cash should be right onto you. So make sure you have a budget and all that stuff. Know how much you want to spend, like I said. You might want to go over a little bit if you have to for that special card, but have a budget in mind and try to really stick to that budget, because you don't want to outspend, you know. And these are... You don't want to overspend. Like, the cards will come around eventually, you know, at some point or another. There are always those crazy ghost cards that you don't think you ever see again. But like I said, stay within your budget. The other plan, I think, is, do you want to get through the whole show? If you do, you're going to have to skip some things. You're going to have to just kind of breeze through. I mean, you might not be able to bargain hunt, like, you know, go through the boxes and things like that. I like doing that. That stuff is fun. But before you know it, you're stuck at a table for 20, 25 minutes. I mean... The show is only open for, what, 7-8 hours or whatever? That cuts into your time, and I'm telling you, there are just endless, endless amounts of tables and vendors there. Are you there to get autographs? Make sure you check the website, see who's going to be signing what day, how much they cost. That's going to eat up into your time of going to the shows. Are you bringing cards for grading? They have on-site grading. We can drop off your cards and fill it out. That's a line, though, people, okay? It's not like you just walk in, drop them off, and walk out. There's going to be a line for this stuff. All the graders are going to be there, the major graders, like PSA, BGS, SGC, all of them, JSA. Like I said, go on the website, though, and check it out. You definitely want to have a plan of what you want to do, and that way you could have the best experience possible and experience the most that you can. With that being said, number three is wear comfortable shoes. Bring water and light snacks. It's going to be a long day. You're going to need breaks. Bathroom breaks. You're going to need to just sit on the side and just kind of step away from it all at some point. I'm kind of an animal. I can probably like power through a lot of this stuff. When I go with my brother, though, he will need a break or two, and that's totally fine. You know, to go step aside, talk about what you've seen, what you're looking to get, take a break, you know, from it, because it can get really crowded in there. There's so many people walking through and other people bumping into you with their backpacks. I've seen people bring strollers and wagons into there, which is a whole different topic if you ask me. But yes, it's going to be crowded. It's huge. A long day on your feet, comfortable shoes, like I said, water and light snacks. They're going to have a concession area, so you can definitely go step aside and grab some food or something to drink if you need to. And that's where you actually run into a lot of other collectors, and that's where you can make some of your best deals, to be honest with you. I mentioned earlier, buy, sell, trade. You don't have to, you know, buy, sell, trade with only the dealers and vendors. Now, you can't really do it in front of their table. That's frowned upon. It's just, you know, that's not good, sports card ethic or whatever. But if you're on the side and you guys are in the eating area or whatever, and people are going to have their cards with them, and you might run into, I'll just use myself for example, if I run into a Jordan collector or late 90s basketball insert collector, we could discuss them, hey, I have this. Are you into this? You don't want to trade for that. That's where some of your best deals are going to be made, because you're going to get the highest value for your card. Everyone knows by now, or maybe you don't know, but most dealers and vendors will only buy up to a certain percentage of the value of your card because they're trying to make a living and resell that card and flip it. So they might buy it at 60% or 70%. You know, some say I'm paying strong, but that's still under comps. Paying strong to me, by the way, means you're paying full comps. But everyone uses the term paying strong now, which is still under comps. But with that being said, the dealers and vendors need to give themselves some room to make money to flip that card. When you sell it or trade it to another collector, like, you know, you and I, they're more likely to get you're more likely to go full value for each other's cards in a more fair deal. It's not your job, by the way, to help the vendor or make the vendor make a living. And I think with collectors, there's definitely nothing there where you have to, you know, worry about them making a living on the card. It's just, hey, do you collect this card? Actually collect it? And yes, I do. So, or collect these cards. And so you get actually a lot better value out there. So while you're over there getting concessions and drinking or food or whatever, yeah, you might run into some collectors that might want to buy some of your cards. And like I said, for a much better price than you would at a table. Number four, if you see something you really like, you're probably going to want to try to buy it right there and then. If you play the game of you're going to walk away and try to find it at a better price, there's a couple things that could happen. Of course, one, you go back and that card is gone and it's already sold. Two is you might not find that table again. This actually happened to me my first national. I found a Jordan card, pretty cool card, numbered. I mean, I was interested. The price was pretty good. That's why I was really interested. I decided to wait and walk away. I went back, which I thought I went back. I could not find the card. Either I couldn't find the card or I couldn't find the table or both. It was just impossible. It was a big mistake. I learned my lesson ever since then. If I'm really into a card at all, trying to make a deal for it right there and then. And if you really have to go, like let's say you can't make up your mind. You know, it's really one of those thinkers, okay? And you really want to think it over. And maybe because it's a big purchase. So I also don't think you should just, you know, spend your money on a big purchase because you're scared you're going to lose it. No. If it's something you really got to think about and you don't want to fork over the money and you really got to walk away, go ahead and take a picture of the table, the picture of the card, and a picture of the whole table in the section so you know what it looks like, and then that will help you, or a marker, or if they're by a pole with the booth number, because they do have booth numbers in a directory, but I mean, it's pretty much impossible to figure out. I don't know how people do it. They tell me their booth number. They might as well be speaking in a different language because that does no good for me. So take a picture, though, of the table, of the card, of a landmark around the area. That way you can try to get back if you really need to. Also, with that being said, if you're looking to buy stuff, of course you probably are, or trade, know your comps right off the bat. Do the research the night before, you know? Go on eBay, go on Card Ladder, 130 point. Know ahead of time so that way you don't have to keep... You're going to check your phone anyways, you know? That's everyone's going to do that. But this way, you already know going into negotiations what you want to spend, where you want to be at. It makes things faster for the dealer, makes things faster for you, and then you can both move on with the show and you know, enjoy the rest of the experience. eBay, Card Ladder, 130 point, those are... have them ready on your phone, too, so when you do need to use the comps right there and then at the table. But like I said, have your in your mind already knowing what you want to spend and where you want to be at the night before, at least, you know. Keep a full phone charge, you know. Bring your extra charger, too, because you're going to be using your phone a lot anyways, even if you're knowing what you want to spend, because there's going to be cards that pop up that you didn't expect on buying, and you want to know what they look, you know, what they go for. Also, I can't pass up a good deal. Like, I may not be looking for that certain card, but if it's a good deal or great deal, you're going to want to buy it. So check your comps, find out on your phone, and then bam, make a deal happen. So keep your phone charged, bring an extra charger, all that stuff. And lastly, number five, this is the most important one. Make sure to have fun. This is a fun experience. You don't have to buy, sell, and trade, but just being there, seeing everything that's going on, the energy, the vibe, the aura, the feel, it's fun, man. This is the biggest, best card show around. You're going to see things that you never get to see at your local card shows, you know? $1 million cards, just collectors with grail pieces that, you know, and to see them in person is different than seeing them online. I truly believe in that. And that, you know, the big companies will have all the big, you know, bells and whistles going around. You'll get a bunch of free stuff and swag. So it's just a fun time altogether. I always go with my friends and my brother, like I mentioned. You're hopefully going with, you know, maybe it's your son and your dad or friends, whatever. It make this trip a great experience as a whole, you know. You get to see cool cards. You get to feel cool cards. You get to touch cool cards. I mean, this whole thing, the whole hobby is supposed to be fun anyways. In the end, everything is a business, unfortunately. But that doesn't have to destroy the fun for you. You know, those are just some important things I thought you should just keep in mind when you go into the National. Whether you've been there before or this is your first time, I think that's the most important thing. Oh, and one more thing I did want to mention. I think if it's your first time going to the National and you're going there expecting like great prices and bargain deals, like some kind of flea market, not right, not the correct answer. Everyone there is looking to make money, and they have plenty of competition for, you know, they have plenty of people willing to buy. Look, once you get there, you'll see how crowded it is. And I'm not going to say they're necessarily, you can't find a deal. I think you can. You just really have to be diligent in looking for that particular table or vendor, or just finding that card that happens to be maybe priced correctly or underpriced. But the majority of the room is going to be probably above comps, to be honest with you, and they're looking to negotiate. Now, you might be able to talk a guy down definitely a lot on a sticker, or you might not be able to. That vendor might be, you know, firm on his price, thinking, hey, this is a 5-day show. I can wait this thing out, and I have so many people coming in through here, I'll be able to get my price on this. So you just don't know. But don't expect these crazy deals. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to get a little bit lucky, and maybe with your negotiating skills, you can get a decent deal. I mean, I know I learned that my first time going, thinking I was going to get some good deals, and it's a little harder than you expect. Not impossible, but it's not just going to be every single table you look at. And plus, on top of that, the hobby and the card market right now is on fire. A lot of things are going up in price, you know, and I don't know what you're into specifically, but I know what I'm into. Michael Jordan cards and Jordan inserts and rare cards, or not even the rare cards, it's just the more desirable cards are going up every single day. I look on eBay's or sales or Card Ladder, and I see another sale break another record or something like that, or just continually go up. So it's going to be a little harder to find a deal than maybe you would expect. So, but I always say this too. Cards, if people think the hobby is a card industry, it's a people industry. So if you treat the dealer well and nicely and with respect, there's a better chance you can get a deal done. And some deals you're not going to be able to get done, and that's okay too. Just like he can move on to another customer, you can move on to another table, dealer, or vendor. And like I said, that's okay. To make sure, you know, keep things in perspective. My rule number 5 is have fun. Make sure you stay with that rule and have fun. It doesn't have to be a bad experience. You don't have to have that, you know, piece of cardboard. I mean, you'd love to have it, but in the end, it's okay. And don't overpay, don't overextend yourself. But yeah, the deals aren't going to be like you might expect. Now, I'm going Wednesday and Thursday for a reason. Now, the deals might not be the Wednesday and Thursday, but the cards I'm looking for might not be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I like to go a little early and try to catch the cards that you won't see often, because sometimes that's your only shot, and I want to have my first shot at it to get that card, you know? I think the dealers all get there Monday, Tuesday, so they're already dealing with each other, you know, maybe keeping something stashed, or maybe they're just buying it from another dealer and then they're going to put it back on their table. You never know. But if you're looking for a deal, quote unquote, like I said, it's going to be hard to get. Your best day might be Sunday, when they're looking to make, you know, some extra money before they leave town. That might be your best day, but then the inventory might not be there. The cards you're looking for might not be available anymore. So it's, you know, a little give and take here. If you're there for 5 days, you can see how the whole thing unfolds. For me, I like to go early and try to get my hands on the cards I want early, because they might not be available the rest of the weekend. But if you're there all week, maybe you want to wait till the end of it's like a card that, you know, there's a lot of, and they might not sell at their price. By Sunday, they might be more lenient on those type of cards. So I think keep that in mind. But otherwise, there's going to be so many people, so many dealers. They're competing with each other. You're competing with other buyers. It's like I said, go back to my rule number 1, might be very overwhelming the first time. But yeah, I just love the card show, and I hope you guys have some great stories and have fun if you're going. If you're not going, you'll probably be checking online, living it through everybody on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, Twitter. Yeah, because people are going to be posting cool stuff, cool pickups, you know, cool stories that are happening out at the National. And maybe one day it'll get you to be like, hey, I'm going to go to one then. The next 2 are in Chicago, so you can always plan ahead. And then in 2028, very interesting, right now the 2 final cities, the finalists to host the National Card Show convention is Atlanta and Detroit. That's right. In 2028, we could have this show right here in Detroit, which would be huge for us and for me. I'd go all 5 days if it were here. You don't have to find a place to stay. You just drive down there, get, you know, the 5 day pass. So this year, Chicago, the next 2 years, Chicago, 26, 27 are in Chicago, but 2028, real possibility for Detroit. So if you want it, go to the website. I don't know if they have a survey or a poll or something you can vote on, but hopefully we get that momentum going and we get the Detroit show in 2028 over Atlanta. And if you can't make it to the national, that's okay. Local card shows are great too. I attend them on a weekly basis. Whenever I can, every weekend, try to hit a local show. You never know what you're going to find. But definitely at the national, you're going to see some cool stuff. Cannot wait. It's going to be a great time. And if you see me out there, feel free to stop by and say hi to me. I love meeting listeners, and whether it's of the podcast or of the show, love it all. And we could talk cards, man. Appreciate you guys. As always, keep collecting and collect what you love. We'll be right back.